back to help me. Titus are his kashrus, are a connection with the Rabbi Nishimadu. We wear titus to help us remember what we're supposed to do in this world. The Rambam says that we pass the mezuzah each day is when we enter a room, it should bring us back to the notions of the yichud of the Rabbeinu Shalala. What's in the mezuzah? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Sort of, it's whatever else we're doing, it should shock us for a moment. It's to bring us back to reality. Titus Arvin Alavush, something that we have with us constantly, something that we have with us constantly to remind us of our kesher with the Rabbeinu Shalom. And the Gemara in Menachos relates that there was a man who was a very low and vulgar person. And he sought to patronize all types of Zionists. So he heard there was some super Zionist in Medina Sayyam, and he booked an appointment with her, and he traveled. I mean, Mizanah, Gemara Menachos, Chazal did not mince words. They talked about everything in life, very forthrightly. So he came to Mizanah, and as he was making the achonas, he told it to. So he shook him up. And he remembered the Rabbeinu Shalom. So he stopped. And the Gemara goes on, whatever, that he became a Malchuva after that. And she became a Baalas Tshuva, and whatever, was able to marry. I want all stories. She became a Giyoyra, she was a Shiksa, a Ganzamaita, whatever. The halacha that we learned from there, Toysis and Yavamas. But here he was, such a prostak, that he booked an appointment with some Zayna Shiksa somewhere in Vienna. He traveled to where she was. And when he made the achonas, the gimbezana, he saw the titus, shook him up. Titus is to remind us of our kesher with the Rabbeinu Shalom. We ought to be mekayim the mitzvah. We want the schus of the mitzvah. And we have to be mekayim the mitzvah k'tikun, according to the dinim. We believe, as the Rambam writes about mezuzah, through the kiyum hamitzvah, the Rabbeinu Shalom gives us protection against the Eitz Hara. That's what the Rambam writes about the mezuzah. He says the malochim that we talk about that have to do with the mezuzah, the malochim and the shmirah that the Rabbeinu Shalom gives us from doing chatan, and the schus of the mitzvah. We want the schus of mitzvah tzitzis. That chus is far more powerful than just a mere cultural reminder that we're Jewish. Well, there's something to that too. But the chus of a mitzvah is tremendous chizit to a person, tremendous kedusha. So I wanted, which we didn't have a chance to go into last week, to discuss principally the issues of titus datir, when they're kosher, when they're not kosher. Yeah, there are two basic things. Number one is that if one loses, we have four strings in the titus, and they come down as eight. Each one is doubled over, but actually there are four strings. If we lose one string, one entire string, then the titus is possible. Now, we can lose one string in different ways. We can lose one string that at the top of the tzitzis in the loop that goes through the beged, if it gets cut at that point, so we lost an entire string, because both sides are no longer attached to the beged. So we lost an entire string. We could lose an entire string. Suppose, for example, we were careful when we made the tzitzis, and we kept the four and four separate the entire way down, so we know that if two tier tore off on one side, they're not from the same tzitzis. They're from two different tzitzis. So if I tore off two halves, is l'chol adayis two halves entirely. So on l'chol adayis, the tzitzis is still 100% kosher. You live in the chaschila, that you should have tzitzis that have all eight strings. If one's not even about tashkis, if one gets rid of a tzitzah with seven and replaces it with a tzitzah with eight. My father, Allah Hashanah, told me that it's one of the, he had a chavar who once said, he said about his father, he says, my father never wore kosher tzitzis. He said, he never wore tzitzis that were just kosher. Tzitzis were 100% perfect. They were just kosher and fixed them. So there is a brought an achrayim to such a thing that he backed it, even though it's kosher, but to replace it and to put in a tzitzit, it's a full tzitzit. So if we go tear off a half on each side of the tzitzit, then it's possible, because we don't know anymore. Maybe I lost the whole string. That will come to that part. According to the Iker Shita, Shita's Rashi, as we'll see, is that the portion of the tzitzit which is significant is the portion of the tzitzit of the stringy part, not the woven part. Not the woven part. That's the main sheet. We'll see for a shasot chas that a person doesn't have and cannot possibly get any other tzitzis, then there is a heter b'di'evet, which is more makel than that. But the way we paskin, it's at the end of find the page. So we paskin it's the end of Siman Yud Beis, that according to Rashi it's min ha'anof u'l'ri afilu nechtef kol ha'anof u'l'nishra k'dei aniv u'l'am ha'gdil. The anof means the stringy part, and the gedil means the woven part. So according to Shigas Rashi, if you chopped off the strings, it's possible, even if you left over from the woven part. And we'll see there's a sheet of the reed that b'di'evet, shas of chak, if they know what the tzitzit is available, they want to be same b'cham, they want to make a bracha. That's the way we pass. And so if I was careful when I came all the way down, so then I have to lose a hair from each side to be possible. But if I lost all the hairs on one side, so according to Shita, if I lost two, it's kosher l'chol ha'deis. According to Shita's Rashi, I could lose all four on one side. And on the other side, I could lose, if I have at least, let's say, 2 inches left of the stringy part, is l'chol ha'deis, it's kosher within Rashi's Shita. In other words, if the other four, I chopped them off also, and I just have 2 inches left, so I have four little knobs of tzitzis, 2 inches long on one side. The other side, I have zero. According to Rashi, it's kosher. Now, we're still all within, this is all within, this is in Rashi sheet. Now, if I wasn't careful as I came down, so I don't know that maybe one tzitzit wound up both halves of it on one side, so to any two, if I knocked off two halves on one side, it's already possible. Because of the suffix, maybe that tzitzah is one whole tzitzah. It's not two halves, two separate halves. I don't know. Yes. Well, it's impossible to tzitzah in such a case. Shacharach.
So it's totally chopped off up until the winding.
If it's totally, according to Radishi, it comes out. If I knocked off one all the way, and I knocked off the second one that is less than 2 inches long, that's it. Then I'm possible. Because that's considered that there's nothing left from that string. Now, this is, though, not the lechatchila dikadim. This is the ikra din. But from it in time, there's a different sheet. It said, according to Rashi, suppose I was careful. All the way down, so I can knock off all four on one side and knock off on the other side all four down to 2 inches. So there's in effect 2 inches left of every strand. It's kosher, I can make a bracha, I can go out on Shabbos with it. Doesn't look very nice, and I don't think it meets the test. It was a satma chosid. This is a mitzvah that happened circa 1970. So, taking care of the matzahs, in those years, so for the shiva. So Mitzvah, but I didn't go. I didn't, because one of my chaver of mine used to go to the bakery to take care of what went on at the bakery in those years. So he comes back and he tells me a story, and I let out, you know. He says, then there were the Chassidim Chassidim were just starting to move to Monroe sometime, I think it was in the 70s. So there's a guy, he works, needs the dough. Very hard physical labor, decently paid. They pay decently for that job. It's a hard job. They pay well for it. But hard physical work. So the guy tells him, my father, that he spent up his 400 and something dollars for mezuzahs. So, who did the mezuzah know this? He divided for $13. I remember going to the what I needed to buy a mezuzah for my mother, Allah Shalom, to my father was lifted. $13 he could buy a mezuzah. He spent something, I think, over $400 on the mezuzahs. He had 13 doors in his house in Monroe. 13 places that he needed a mezuzah. So my chava was mishtayim. He spent so much money. He's a work, not a veer. He's working. So he tells my chava, he says, listen, let me tell you. When it came to putting the furniture in the rooms in my house, he says, I wasn't cheap. I bought first rate. All over the house. So he says, when it comes to the Rabbeinu Shalom and mezuzah, I'm going to buy second. No, okay. I bought first rate furniture. The Rabbeinu Shalom and mezuzah is going to be first rate. And it's a very profound thought, one that I haven't forgotten over the decades. And when a person that's not a wealthy man can have that regular, should understand that it touched them.
When we buy sitzes, talis katan or talis gadol, can we assume that they did it right so that that if it's one on each side, if it's two on one side, it belongs to
yeah, it's supposed to be made that way. I cannot tell you if it was or wasn't. I mean, I don't, you know, I rarely buy finished sitzes myself. I like to tie the sitzes myself. So I'm personally the doctor, but you can ask the people and see if they, you know, if they have a sense of what, I don't know what assumption you can make about what the divide in a commercial way.
But if they have like a bedat on them, even then
I don't know. I don't know if they're taking responsibility for that, you know. Right. They're taking responsibility, they're kosher.
Okay.
I just don't know if they're taking responsibility that they were tied so, you know, carefully.
Thank you.
Because it's not apidin yoyta either way, the mitzvah. It only affects you when they start getting chopped up.
Thank you.
Now this is Shita's Rashi. The Rabbeinu Tam is more machmir than this. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, you need to have two holes. Shulchan Aruch says, and this is in Siman Yud Beis, the Rabbeinu Tam, Loi machshirim alim rishtar beis chutim shleimu, dainam arba roshim shukolechem yaroshim aruch yud beis goyim. You need four strands, two entire strands of the tzitzis that are full length, not that they're tiny, they're at full length, meaning that they're, let's say, 12 inches off the begad. We're not counting the part, the loop that's on the begad. From where you make the knot, where it comes off the begad, from there till the bottom of the string is 12 inches. 12 inches.
That's including the winding.
What? As it's wound, when you finish winding.
Right. So from this point or from this point?
No, from the top, from the first knot.
From this first knot.
Yes. When you first tie them, you should have 12 inches. Now, if all of the strings, when you tie them, so according to Rabbeinu Tam, you have to be at full length. Four of the strings, meaning two entire strings, which means to say, according to him, if I was careful when I made the tzitzis, so I know I have two on this side and two on that side, so if I cut off two, I shorten two strands, so then I know I certainly have two entire strands left. Once I shorten a third strand, according to him, even on the same side, then my goose is cooked. If I shorten it on the other side, it's cooked me suffering. But if I did it on one side, then I know for sure that I shortened three. So once you have three ones that are less than full length, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the tzitzis need to be replaced. The tzitzis are possible. Now it's interesting. The Shulchan Aruch says the halacha is like Rashi, but the Ramot says v'noyeg in Rabbeinu Tam. The minhag is like Rabbeinu Tam, the posel. The Ozvad and Nifsuk of Gimel Chut v'noyeg in Rabbeinu Tam. V'noyeg like Rabbeinu Tam. Meaning to say that if we're capable of being machmer like the Rabbeinu Tam, v'noyeg in Rabbeinu Tam. is we're not capable of being noyeg like Tamenu Tam, then we're noyeg like Rashi, and he cites the Prima Godim that we could even make a bracha.
I guess there's a cooler to Rabbeinu Tam compared to Rashi, though. There is one cooler.
Yeah.
The
point
of Rashi, you cut off one on each side with a gun.
What is it? Oh, one? No, that's true in Rabbeinu Tam too.
No,
I don't think in Rabbeinu.
Two.
No. I don't think that it's no. I don't agree. According to Rabbeinu Tam, once you chopped one whole string off, you also know good. No, you need two whole ones to do it full strength.
Right.
According to Rabbeinu Tam, but you can't chop off a whole string. If I chopped off a whole string, then my goose is cooked. I believe, I think according to Rabbeinu Tam, yes. He says, we're not going to Rabbeinu Tam. Of course, you're going to dig this. You're going to
cut off the four on each side. So theoretically, you may have only three complete strings.
Chayrin, that's what I believe. That's what I understood Rabbeinu Tam. That you have to, in other words, you can't chop off a whole string. Rabbeinu Tam's reason is that the tzitzis is made of two components, the logon and the tchelis. So at least one of the two components has to be mishlei musa, can't be chopped. If you're missing the whole string, you just shorten the mitzvah altogether. So lichatchila will machmer like the Rabbeinu Tam, that once they have three that are less than full length, it should be replaced. If for whatever reason I can't replace it, or whatever, I haven't replaced it, I can still make a bracha according to Rashi, the son of Rashi. But we attempt to be machmer like the Rabbeinu Tam. That's number one. Now, number two, as I brought up the issue, so what is Kedei Aniva? There are all different sheets of Kedei Aniva. Some say Kedei Aniva means enough to go around one strand, or strand to go around itself. Some say the way he learned, the way the Chofetz Chaim learns in the Lechatchila is, in the, he says the following. V'nishtarim Kedei Aniva's kol achut napsukim biyachad kosher. That it can go around all the strands that were broken. The low nitzikul kulam daim nisho lasas aniva ala psukum levad v'lo al kol achutim. Whichever strands were torn, you have to have enough left to go around all the torn strands. It's like a funny shift why it is that way. But the Chofetz Chaim is not sure. I would have thought it's much less than 2 inches. You're right. The problem is that the Chofetz Chaim has a lengthy Bi'ur HaLacha where he discusses the shir. And the Chayodim, I think, wanted to say that you need what would be the equivalent of Dalet Goydlin. And the Chofetz Chaim says, at the end, the Dalet Goydlin, in the Chorah B'Vadi, in the Hachma Yosem, is Shnei Goydlin B'chol Gavri. He says, the max, he says, more than 2 goydlin, you shouldn't be machmer. In other words, if you have at least 2 inches left, you shouldn't be machmer. There's mokom, there's a lot to think about even less than that. But the Chofetz Chaim signs off that once you hit 2 goydlin, then you certainly should be fine. Because I guess that's at least half the shir is still left. There's meicha tasi, that it shouldn't be considered something left. Most of the shir, at least half the shir is left. So our kalponim, that's where the Chofetz Chaim comes out. That's why I said 2 inches, because it'll be our halacha in Siman Yud Beis. I mean, there are tzadim which would seem a lot less than that. And he does discuss the svaras, even at tzad b'dieved, to be semech just if it's enough to go around the string itself. But that's kedei aniva, which is obviously a very small amount that you need. But the lechatchila approximates 2 inches. Now, so that's but today, that's the amount that you need left. Now, where is the shear supposed to be? So in Yud Beis and Sif Yud Gimel, we have the following. Kedei Aniva l'Rashi, when we talk about Kedei Aniva, according to Rashi, is Min Ha'ano. Means you need from the stringy part, you need Kedei Aniva left. The Riyah Afilu Nechtaf Kol Anus. The Riyah has a different Shita. The Riyah, in other words, he's similar to Rashi and not like the Rabbeinu Tam, that he can chop it even more. Of course, he can have all the strings short. And according to him, if he chopped off all the stringy parts, and in the woven part, all you had left is Kedaniva, so somewhere 2 inches or so, let's say, enough to make a loop around itself, that's already enough to kasha. So you really, in other words, the strings are gone, and the woven part is only Zeichel Churban, is all you have left. Still kosher, according to him. So the Shulchan Aruch ends, Uminaga Olam ki Rashi. The Uminaga Olam is like Rashi. But Behechad Loi Efshar, if you can't get other tzitzis of Yish Lismo Chavri, but he says he can't make a bracha. So he says, here he says, Behechad Loi Efshar. And before we indicated that what was the din? The din was that where before in the machlokas of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, where was Efshar to be machma like the Rabbeinu Tam, like the other shittas were machma. But here he says the other way around, that you should be machma, except if it's impossible to be machma, then the same machandari. Before he said, where it's possible, the Mechaber said, we ought to rely on, we should be machmel like the Rabbeinu Tam. And here the Shulchan Aruch says, v'heched loy efshar, where it's impossible, yesh lismoch ari. So how come before he says, v'heched efshar, yesh lismoch ari, be machmel like Rabbeinu Tam, and here he says, v'heched e efshar, yesh lismoch ari. So he says, v'heched efshar, v'heched efshar, tov lochus l'svoros Rabbeinu Tam. Perish. What does it mean? It means Heichad Efshar Limtzo B'Kal. The Morgan Aram says when you can easily find tzitzis, they're readily available. Tzitzis Achera, but Ein Tzorach Lachzorachem. You don't have to go nuts running around to find tzitzis if you don't have them ready. The main Mizonu Lufonu. If you don't have them ready, Oshi Yisbatal Yizayis Amitfila B'Tzibur. He comes in the morning and his tzitzis are chopped up. They want to wait till they're running to gift world and buy tzitzis. And while they run to gift world and put a tzitzis in, Mr. Davening, he's not mechuyif to. But hocha kosa of the other way meichad the loy efshar, then you should be meikol hainu. But mokum she'enim tzom tzitzis klal. You can't get tzitzis here. No one has tzitzis. Yesh lis mochari. Then you should be saying mechandabri. On become mokum lo yivorachalo. But if you can get other tzitzis and they're chopped up, that all the stringy part is off, and you have a nub of the woven part, then you certainly have to be machmer and even go out of your way to get tzitzis. So this is the machloikis of the Rashi and the Ri. So we had the machloikis Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam didn't only debate tefillin. They had a lot of other things that they debated. They had five. They debated the tzitzis too. Now, it's a very interesting shaila. Shaila is if the tzitzit tears, can you retie it? I have the string, pull off, came off. Can I make a knot and tie it on again? What's the difference? The shaila gets down to the following. The shaila is that tzitzis have to be kosher when they're on the begad. You can't make tzitzis kosher if they're attached to the begad. Tasta v'lom and also, right? You have to make them kosher in the first place. If, for example, you'd take a full tzitzis and you put it on the beged, you know, and then you just put it in without tying it, whatever, and then cut the strands apart. You certainly, whatever, for varied reasons, would be tassabal omen also. Is that a psul? And I made it kosher after it's on the beged, that's tassabal omen also. To make it on the beged kosher. So the shaila is, at what point one violates tassabal omen also. So he says the following, and they're interesting. Sheila, chutei tzitzis and nifsiku. The tzitzis, the strands of the tzitzis were torn. The chazer rekoshim and he tied them up. In moyel mashenatu shleimam adek sheira. is the tying back, is that good? Now, tying is considered a full-fledged chibur. There's no difference if it's spun or it's tied. So if I started off with maski achroinim, the din ha'chol, the conclusion of the achroinim, and this is a wide range of achroinim, the taz, the ilu, rabbin, the pivot, the derech ha'chaim. It's a pretty wide range. Im et chila kodem sh'otah tisus me'achutim, before you made it, it's one of the strings took. Before you put it in the bag, is nibs to go achut and bekoshem bekesher kayama, and you made not a bow, but you made a real knot, tie it together. Ra'achosem ahen tzitzis, and then you put it into the bag. It is kosher. The ksheiravit chibur gomer. Ksheiravit is considered a full fledged attachment, and therefore this is a whole tzitzis. Bechay la'achashen asa behechsha. Suppose it was made behechsha. When you made it, it was behechsha. And now, well, one day you come to davening, you take it out, and boom, here you're holding a tzitzis in your hands. You stepped on it, and you bend down, and one strand is on the floor. Dino nivsak roish echot lachar tolas atzitzis ba'beged. If one end pulled off, afim lolish tire bokedan evil, and that one strand is chopped fully, nothing's left of it. Nevertheless, mahani the kasho after. Now this is the time. Sometimes it pays to be yekish in this world. Sometimes not, you know. And sometimes yes. You know, sometimes if you're too yekish, you come there before they get all the kinks worked out, you know, you're the victim almost. They work out the kinks, you know, you're the first one and they come, you know, the system is not working, they make mistakes, they call you back, you know, they make you sugar, you know. And Ebuch the Schlepper comes 3 weeks later, but then they figured out everything and he comes and he's out in 10 seconds because everything works the right way. So sometimes you're the cargo when they come first. Sometimes though it's good to be prompt. Why? Because if you fix the tzitzit now, so it's fixed. Now let's say the second half of that tzitzit tears off. One tears off on the other side now. So when it tears off, it's still kosher because you have seven. So I can tie it back in that seven. So I wasn't fayekish and I didn't tear it to tie it back. I'm waiting to find the time. And now meanwhile I pop another one off on the other side. Now I can't tie it back already because it's going to be tassim alom and osir. Because I'm not putting it in kosher. I want to make it kosher after it's on the beggar. But if I tied it back right away, you go, well, that's awesome. What else? It was kosher. Now when I pop the next one off...
What are you referring to? The beggar or the...
That it sits on.
The hand cell broke and you tied it together.
Moment also is referring to the beggar, isn't it?
No. Okay, I have. So suppose I pop off one of these strings. Boom, it's off. The tzitzit is still kosher now. See, if I take this string, open it up a little, I make a knot and retie it. So I have 8 strings.
We mean retie the ripped part back onto the.
Yeah, I take that, find out where it broke.
You can retie.
Yeah, and I retie it, I make a knot. And now it's attached. Now I'm back to having 8. When I had 7, was I kosher?
Yes.
Good. So now if I put the 8th one on, it's not tasa v'lo menasa, because it was kosher before I put it on. But it has a din, it's now part of the tzitzis. There's 8. Now I tear off a different one on the other side. So I still have 7, I'm kosher. So I can tie that one back too. But if I was a schlepper, and I didn't get around to tying it back, so here I am on the 7. Now I popped one off on the other side. Now I have 6. And one from each side went down. So now it's possible. Now I can't tie them back anymore. Now I have to take the whole thing out of the baggage.
And you have to start from scratch.
So here a timely intervention is very good. Because a timely intervention gets in before Tasta Vodomen also.
I never knew that you could tie it back together and make it.
Yeah, this is one.
If it broke on the same side though, and you were...
Oh, if you broke on the same, no, if it broke the way we tie, if it broke on the same side, you could tie two of them.
Right.
If it broke on 2 different sides.
It's still kosher.
Yeah, it's still kosher, yeah.
What if you can't find the thread? Could you use another thread from another sister?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
You could take use of another sister, yeah.
But you couldn't tie it in the loop that you can't tie.
No, because there it's possible.
But there it's possible.
As soon as it breaks, it's possible.
Possible.
You lost the whole string. Right. So then you're possible. So he says... You popped off a whole hair. It is mahani the kashro after. The kosher after. You can tie it now. Suppose I would even know that I had some semen that on the other side I now popped off the second half. Right? It's blue. Right? It has a, something, I made a semen on it with a little magic markers. I know which is which. You're kosher. Nevertheless, it'll be kosher. Kevin Shavishasak Shiraya Tzitzis kosher. When you tied it on, the Tzitzis was kosher. It's fine. Avalim Liftatru Achutin Bovin Shinifslu Tzitzis Aydezeh. Suppose they got chopped up that much that they're possible. Tzitzis Shinifslu Shnei Roshim. You have two, one on each side got chopped off. Velo Nishtairu Kedayan Evil. And you didn't have the Kedayan Evil left. There's enough to make a loop. Or you chopped one off where it goes through the begging all the way on the top. So there, if you chop one of those loops open, you're missing a whole string. Then it's possible. That is not going to help you to retie it at that point. And this is really where you have to be most productive. When you make the tzitzis, you have to be sure that they all have the shear at the beginning. Suppose it came out that one was short at the beginning. Is mevayde lo mahani mashachozer achachach v'koshu la'achar akricha v'akshera shalchu yorishayim. Yizeh amam shtasav omer, if the string was too short, it's not going to help you at the beginning. This is only if you had eight proper strings at the beginning, then they can become short after. You can't have short strings at the beginning. This is only a din that if you had eight kosher strings, which you have to have, and now they got chopped, it remains kosher, but it has to be at the beginning, meaning when you tied, chul yirishayim, means when you finished the first seven around, and then you made the knots after that, at that point, you have to have the shear. If you had a shear at that point, then you're going to remain kosher.
It's not the top knot, it's the second knot?
The second knot. Most rishayim hold that the second knot is the derisive knot. In other words, you need to go around and then tie. So at that point, but if you got to this point, and one sitter was too short, so now you want to tie on to make it up to 12 inches. It's too late. Because now it's in the bag and it's possible. It was never kosher in the first place.
That's 12 inches on each side.
Yeah.
It's really 24 inches each.
Yes. Because you know why Yachut Kotzer Mishiru, but Chilos B'Shat HaSiyah, but Vahadeh the Mahari Masha Chozer HaKachach, but Koshlo L'Achar HaKricha, but Kshera, Shalchu Yom Yishara, Dizel Mamash Tasev Lomad Osu. So therefore, tying only helps when the tzitzis still remains kosher. Now again, this halacha of chopped tzitzis is only after you finish chul yirishayna. You finish the first seven around, you tied the knots, and you had all the shear. If at that point you got chopped, so but the evad you kosher, you're kosher already at that point. But if you arrived at that point and something was too short, then our goose is cooked. The whole thing is possible from the beginning. Strike three, right there. So this happens to be a very good hetter enough. Now, it's common that tzitzis in the back often get torn. You know, those are the ones usually. Some, they get tangled in things and chairs. We manage to step on them. Those are the ones usually. Usually the front ones stay in better shape. You know, they usually don't get tangled in things. They're higher up. But the tzitzis in the back are the ones always that manage and are tallest total to get chopped up. So if one realizes when one lost one thread that it's lost, it's also good. You have an old telescope and save some of the threads, save some of the strings. So if you chop a string off your talus, you can tie it back on and go weiter. And you won't have to be afraid that the next time you drop a string that it's going to become possible. So there is what to do about it. But this is a very, very good, this is a very good eitzah to know. Not widely known eitzah, but a very, very good eitzah to know. There was one other thing I wanted to share with you.
Could you unravel the incorrect making the kasher? Could you unravel the top loop and then cut a little bit more so it gets hidden in there? And when you redo it,
you could unravel, let's say, the last, the one that has the 13.
Right, 13. Yeah.
Right, and tie it in there.
Tie it in there.
So you hide the knot. I can
cut a little bit more off, so it's not get fitted.
That's fine.
Could you use glue?
Glue, I don't know. I'm not sure if you could use glue or not. I don't know. I think that those that are allowed glue to be used, I believe Shlomo Zalman Orlach, I believe, allowed it, but I'm not 100% sure. If this is relevant, it's really the next halacha, you know, that I wanted to touch. Is glue considered a chibah? You know, you're talking that it's a chibah. But as I said, I'm not 100% sure. I'm not giving a heter. I'm just speculating. Now, where does this come? There's a shiloh. Lechatchilo, this is at the end of Simon. In Simon, Yud Aleph Gimel. Yud Aleph here. Let's get back here. Here we have the following. In Simon, Yud Aleph Gimel. We have the following. Halacha. In this parkum, which is in Rosen, sitters are supposed to be varied threads, and those threads are twisted together. So therefore, oftentimes, though what happens, less so with today's sitters, the way they're made, but many times what happens is the sitter starts to come apart at the end. We start getting extra sitters. From some of the eight is Vayolit Bidmusu Kitzalmai, is Vinasu Tezayin Cherim, and now we have 16. It's Cherim, it's kosher. Who she is tired but she's the Kedayan Yuvah. That at least the part where it has more than one thread has to be the share of today and evil. That's what the Shulchan Aruch passed. Now, the and if they're less than today and evil, it's possible. And he says, let's say you pushed and twisted it back together after it went down and lost the Shazayah. It would still be possible because it's tossed over the water also. Oh, yeah. He says the following. He says the following, which I want to get into. The da'ud, Ashukhnoch Mayer Dafka Meshiza Kolchut Lishnayim, that are split in two. Avalim Kofol Meshozel Arbo Lishmoina, Kamoshamotzi Bizmanayna. We have Kofol Shmoina, Kofol Arba. We have either four or eight strands in each one. But it's Parko Liyudva, but now it's split into 16. Afilo Lonish Tire, they are Neva Kosher, the Okabon Nishra Achut Meshozel Lishnayim. In other words, each one we have is Shosu Lishnayim. When you have a choice of Ayim Bavir Halacha. In other words, if we have that each strand was four or eight, so now we split. So after we split, but each thread that's left, it still has two. I started each, let's say each one had four. And now I have 16. So I have 16 of two. As long as it's two, the Shazera has to be of two. Once, as long as it remains two, then it's kosher. So the Ramah says for this reason, once you make a knot on the bottom, to hold the Shiza together, it shouldn't come apart. Now we'll see that this is this controversy about this Ramah. The Yesha Imrim is the Mogan Abram. The Ad Ramah Yesha Dom Shalom Liksha, because I guess we're not supposed to add extra knots. That it's preferable to be machmer, not to add extra knots in the bottom, if they're well twisted together, that they're not going to come apart. I mean, and they know whatever, and they have ways in the knitting business today that they make things that they're very unlikely to come apart, whatever, especially whatever they would just twist in the wool itself. They made it in a way which basically, which they made advances, which make it much less likely that they're going to come apart.
So,
there are more sophisticated methods in the spinning today, and whatever. There's certain types of twists, I believe, that they put into the strings themselves, which cause them to reinforce themselves and not to come apart. So lichat chila, one should not make a knot of the bottom. If they start to come apart, so that's a good time for then the orchard fell to the rabbo. And make an extra knot to keep it from coming apart all the way. Okay. Wow.